Good morning, everybody. This is WTBR's Morning Drive. I am, and I mean this sincerely, I've known this gentleman for a very long time. I know how dedicated he is to his people and to this community and to this Commonwealth. His name is John Barrett. He was the mayor of North Adams when it first settled by the with the Pilgrims and all that, and now he's in the state legislature. But John, good morning, and thank you for doing the show.
Good morning. It's good to be with you.
Lots going on the national scale, on the local scale, or the Boston scale. What do you think?
I'll tell you, I actually wake up in the middle of the night sometimes thinking of the things that are happening in this country and the impact it's having worldwide and the impact it's going to have on people that I represent and from Massachusetts and across this country. I've never seen a time like this, and I don't understand it. I just don't understand why it's allowed to go on. I wish there was a way it could be stopped, because I'm really fearful. I'll tell you, I'm not so much, you know, I'm on the back nine, as they say, and you're on the back nine. And, but I'm worried about our
section.
You know, the children out there. But, you know, it's just a scary, scary time. And I just don't know what's going to happen. We don't know what's going to happen. I mean, I just find out things that have been cut in federal programs that are going to hurt our most vulnerable citizens. You know, we're a country that's always helped people. We are always there. We not, you know, and this isn't philosophical or anything else, from my end of it anyways. I just thought that, always believed that that's what we do in this country, you know, and we're not doing it anymore. We're hurting people and we're threatening people. And now to threaten American cities the way that they're being threatened now, it's just inhumane to me. But it's scary. And I'll tell you, and you know, the other day I was with some people and I pointed to some people that are walking by. I says, do you really think they know what's going on? And I don't think a lot of people know what's going on. But when they do, they're going to react, and they're going to react in a way that hopefully will change things.
Well, and I go along, you know, I was shocked and kind of maybe appalled is the strong word. But, you know, I put a lot of my career into working with youth and violent youthful offender program and all that. And then I hear they're cutting back on Head Start. Don't they understand that Carmen Massimiano had the best saying, pay me now or pay me later? Because if we don't give these kids, the kiddos, a running shot, then they're going to have a tough row to hoe.
Oh, my God.
I can think of a lot of things in government to cut, but Head Start, to me, that it blew me away.
Yeah, and if some of these kids, this is the only shot they've got. If you don't get them at 3, 4, and 5 years old and start providing them with an education so that they can improve their lives, better lives than their parents had, or the environment that they're now in, I mean, it's just, to me, it's just crazy. And I see it happening all over the place. I'm sorry, you know, people can be anti-vaccine. Okay, fine. Yeah. You want to be, don't take it, but don't take that right away from me or anybody else that wants to do it. And, you know, what's going on in Washington, some of the things and the policies that they're developing, and they're doing it by the seat of their pants. That's the thing. So,
and I have to say this, please don't take offense, but our Democratic brothers and sisters, stop trying to beat Trump. Tell us what you're going to do. Tell us what you've always done. You have been a loyal Democrat for, I don't want to say how long. When he had dark hair when he first started. Now it's kind of light, maybe blonde. But I guess I get angry. I get disappointed when I hear them up there cursing and swearing about the guy, and forget the guy. What are you going to do for Joe and Mary Sixpack? And that's, you know, I learned that saying from you remember Kitterman.
Bill.
Yeah. That's what he used to say. I'm here to represent Joe and Mary Sixpack. And I've never forgotten that. And you always always represented the people of North Adams, and now you're the same way.
Well, I always tried to understand what their problems were,
Yeah.
what was bothering them. It could be cable TV, it could be Spectrum.
Yeah.
Nobody wanted, and I used to battle Spectrum all the time. I just don't have the juice because of my position now.
Right.
When I was mayor, I had a little more, but those are the things. The electric bills brought up 2 years ago. Listen, we're going to have a real serious problem with our electric bills,
That's
and people
right.
aren't going to be able to pay them. And well, guess what? The chickens have come home to roost, and it's now a bad situation with it, because I always put myself in them, in their position. I never had much, and there was times when I, starting out teaching, making $5,000 a year, and trying to struggle, and you had to have a second job,
Yeah.
and all these things, and that's what bothers me. Nobody seems to care about these people, and that's why the Democratic Party, has gone off. It's great that we talk about these other issues. It really is. I mean,
Yeah.
the environment, to rights of people and everything, but you can't forget those that are in the middle, the ones that have to go. And when I was growing up, it was the ones that, everybody hates to use Biden's name these days, but I don't. Joe Biden was the one that I based my career on, believe it or not, when I heard him talk back in
Yeah.
1973 or 74, when he said, nobody cares about those people that are working
That's right.
8 hours a day in the shop, men and
That's
women,
right.
and they're getting squeezed. And at that same time, there was an oil crisis in the
Oh,
country.
I
We had
remember.
in the mid 70s, 73, 74, and whip
Yeah.
inflation was a big thing now, and it was really killing the middle class, and they didn't have the opportunity.
Oh.
And I used to work in my father's restaurant on Main Street in North Adams, and the people that work at Sprague Electric and Hunter Machine, they would be in there every morning at 6 o'clock. And all they ever wanted to do, and I've said this many times, was to give a better life to their children than
Exactly.
what they had. And they wanted to make sure that they had the opportunity to go to college and get an education. The
Yeah.
famous words were, they can take everything away from you, but they can never take an education away from you.
That's exactly right.
And that's what I was brought up on. And that's where. Sometimes I go wayward on my thoughts, but I believe
Me
very
too.
strongly in them. But I believe very strongly in them, and we can't forget that. We got to do more for our seniors. I'm in that class now, but I see a lot of them that are struggling
Oh, yeah.
when they're taking away Medicare, and they're talking about impacting Medicaid and all those things. Those are going to have an impact on people, and that's not what we're all about. We're not all about a president telling a governor or mayor of a city, hey, we're going to go out and clean you out. Boy,
Yeah.
that's real helpful to bring business to a community, huh?
Yeah.
Calling it a hellhole. And I've never heard a president, and I never dreamt that a president would call our cities hellholes and things like that. We
Well,
always try to do better for them.
I like you, I knew Joe Biden when I was assigned to Capitol Hill. He was always a man of the people, I'll say that, as you have been. I like you. I don't like the it's almost like when you're in junior high, hey, fatso or whatever, name calling. I just do what you're supposed to do. And think of the people. And I like you. I come out. I grew up in the north end of Pittsfield, Wacona Street, and the Polish Falcon, and St. Charles Church. My dad was a firefighter. My mom was a nurse. We were really in the middle. We were what the, in fact, when I hear some people talking today, I can see Madeline and Alec just spinning in their graves, But the only Republican I think they ever voted for was Conti. And everybody voted for Conti.
Well, he won the Democratic nomination a few times in primaries too. When there wasn't anybody on the other side, they write him in.
But
But
I'm worried about, like I said, I made it known, Head Start really broke, really has upset me. I'm upset when I hear what you're saying too, that civility is gone. So I haven't heard a civil debate, even on television. They're back and forth at each other.
I can't,
I'm back to watching the Polish Princess and I have made an agreement. We are back to watching reruns of the Big Bang Theory,
There
because
you go.
you don't go to bed wired like a $2 pistol.
No, it's just a crazy time, but I have faith that hopefully it'll work out. We've gotten through tough times before, but I don't think this country's ever faced the difficulties that we're facing today, when it just doesn't make sense. Why do you alienate your allies in the world? Why don't you stand with them and be with them? I think it's an atrocity what's happening in Ukraine today, and America's not there to help them.
I
They
know.
took a walk, and people are getting killed. And the awful stuff that's happening in the Gaza Strip, those are young children. And then I see the famine that we now have in this world. We used to be there to help them, young children that that are weighing 10 pounds. My God, and they're 3 years old. It's just incomprehensible that this is going on, and on this earth that we so love, and our
I
country
know,
too.
and let's face it, I mean, I in no way compare myself to all you've done through your years, but in my little small way, I try to do this. I support the veterans. I do this show, and because I think it's important to have a place for folks like you to voice what you hear, not some reporter reporting it and then interpreting it, I guess is a kind word. Like when I ask, I'm worried about how it, and this is awful, this is very self, how it's going to affect all of us in Berkshire County. And I can tell you one way right now, I'll share this with you in the audience. I have a breathing machine. It needed some parts. I brought it to one of the local places. Wonderful. They've been, Flynn's, I'll tell you who it was. Flynn's Pharmacy has been so helpful to me. I can never repay them. They sent it out to be repaired in July. They're waiting on parts. I just got an email from them mid-October. So that, I don't know if it's part of the tariffs or whatever it's part of, but those are the kinds of things that we're out here in Berkshire County. And what do you think the impact's going to be, John?
I worry for so many reasons. I really do. That's the Irish in me, I think.
Me
The
too.
worrying part of it is, I just worry that people are going to have a very difficult time. Young families, seniors. There's a lot of people with a lot of money in this world. But they should start sharing the wealth a little bit in their own way. No one has to tell them what to do. They don't have to be taxed. They should help people. But when I see, kids struggling, coming out of tough home, people are losing their jobs. I said 3 months ago, folks, we've got a recession that's headed our way, or a downturn in the economy, or something. And my barometer was the number of unemployment claims that we're getting, and it's been increasing. And people are struggling. We're hearing people crying on the other end of the phone. I haven't gotten a check in 6 weeks. What am I going to do? I got a mortgage to pay. We're seeing more defaults than we've ever seen.
Credit
And
card bills through the ceiling.
and you know what? And the interest rates that they're charging on some of these credit cards, 36%. I mean, I had an uncle, Vito, who went to jail because he was charging these rates when he was lending money. I mean, it's just insane, of what's going on. And And then, something happened, over the past few months where the fees that Biden's administration put into place, they used to charge $35 when you bounced a check. Could be
Right,
for 10
right.
cents or $10, and you had to pay it. They knocked that down to $5. These hidden fees that they've put in and that are killing people's. But a check doesn't show up at the bank that was supposed to be there, that a payroll check was delayed
Yeah.
or something like that, and all of a sudden you got six, seven checks out there that bounce, and you've got over $200 in fees.
Yeah.
And I've seen it. And I've seen it. And those are things that tell me that they don't understand what's going on out in the streets across America. And Wall Street, let me tell you, that's done terrific for people. I don't own any stock,
Yeah.
but it's done terrific. But Main Street, it ain't that way. It's just so different from Wall Street, and the struggles that are going on. Our downtowns are empty, and it's happening all over the place. And there just seems to be, I don't know. It's depressing in a way, I guess.
Well, the Polish princesses noticed, like when you go into the grocery store, it's okay if you buy the stuff that's on special, but if you wander from that, we used to go to a big to place BJ's and spend 150, 160 bucks every week, basically food and stuff. But now it's not their fault. Everything's more expensive.
Yeah, it's even, McDonald's is coming through and cutting prices, which is great. But you know what? They're a hell of a lot higher than they were 4 and 5 years ago.
How about when we were kids? When we were kids, 5 and 10 cents. Come on.
It's just which you understand happens. But you see, and they seem to forget that the Biden administration brought inflation down by 9%. From 9% to 2.5% and 3%, and they brought it back. The only problem is it brought it down, the rate going up, but they didn't bring the prices back down. And now you couple that with what's going on now, the prices are just going right through the roof. And I do not know how people are. Silvio Conti used to say the seniors are going to have to make a choice between heating and eating. And getting their prescriptions filled and making it affordable for them. And it's just a crazy situation that has to be fixed somehow, some way. And I don't know what it is. I really don't know, but I want to go. I just they say you can't go back, but I just remember when John Kennedy was elected president. My God, there was hope and so much hope in the country. We were taking 50-mile walks. He says, "Get out and take those 50-mile walks." I couldn't walk 50 steps, but he was rallying the country with a young family, and that was the American dream.
And he made us believe that we as a country could do anything. That's what I remember from John Kennedy. We're going to put a man on the moon, not because it's easy, but because it's hard. If you
Right.
say that today, they're going to put you in an institution.
That's it's just it's just absolutely crazy what's going on, and I don't know. I really do wake up in the middle of the night wondering what's going to happen, to the people. I just
Was this
I'm at a loss.
is a school teacher, former school teacher. To me, when I hear teachers, and we've been, the Polish princess taught for 42 years, so I mean, and all over the country, she taught in Leavenworth, Kansas, she taught in Texas. What bothers me now is that we don't put a value on, or the value perhaps we should, on education. All education, not just, I mean, vocational, technical, college prep. When I hear, I'm doing this some research, attendance rates are deplorable. Deplorable. And I don't know how they are up in Adams, but I know the Pittsfield's working on getting attendance back. But since COVID, just don't do it.
Yeah, they've worked very hard in North Adams. I know they've worked very hard, and in fact, they even received an award for it as being one of the best
Yes,
in
they
the
did.
state. And that's important. And you know, the other thing too is they've cut so many with state and federal funds after school programs. The
Yep.
most important time in a kid's day is usually between the hours of 2 and 6. Making sure that that kid who doesn't have a parent to go home to or is working or what have you, is that they can be, kept busy doing productive things in during that time. And it's been proven time and time again. They get involved in everything, not just sports, but music, anything that they where they can be helpful, helping a senior center, doing those types of things.
That's a
I spoke at in a Drury High School had something last spring, in which was the nonprofit the Berkshires got involved in, encouraging kids to get involved in helping agencies that need it. Whether it's be helping to raise money for that kid's family who is fighting cancer, or helping at a nursing home, or helping tutor kids, doing something that's helpful. And not only that, and I told them, I says, you're not going to make any money doing this, but you know what? You're going to get a world of satisfaction,
That's
and you're
right.
going to feel good. And for every good thing you do, 10 good things are going to come back to you eventually. And you know, it was a great experience.
That's the old Irish, my mother. Miss Anglia Irish mother would say, for everything good thing you do, you'll get back tenfold. So, and she also said, for every bad thing to do, you'll get back tenfold. But you've been in politics a long time. I've been on the outskirts of politics, never been directly involved. No, except I worked for various people running, but I've never seen it like this. I've never seen the vitriol, the on both sides. I mean, as I just mentioned, me saying Irish mother, she'd be rolling in her grave hearing some of these people and the language they're using.
Oh my God, and you hear it on TV now so much
I
too. It's,
know.
I mean, some of the things, I would never think of speaking that because I get a backhand. It's just the way that the world today, and they say, well, that's the world today. I said,
Makes me
well,
look tough.
yeah.
As
I'm
me
not
saying,
so
the
sure.
Irish mother would say, people who use vulgar language and swear is because they're stupid.
Yeah, and
Didn't
if you
pull
say anything,
any punches.
I'll tell you could take your life in your hands. But no, it's just I just hope it comes back. I just want to live in a world, and I think we all do, of which we have, hope. We have, dreams of the best for our kids and our grandchildren and things like that, because we can do it. We're a good country. We've always had good intentions, but now we've got to get back to it. We've had our tough times. We went through integration. We went through, and getting rid of segregation in this country. And it's come a long, long way. But boy, I'll tell you, it's going a long, long way the other way too, I think. But there's several immigrants, I'll tell you, that where I go to for restaurants and the pizza place, and I've worked there for years,
Well,
and
that's
they've
it.
been part of our community, and they've been good people, but you fear for them now, you really do. It's and the
Well,
kids get hurt. That's what gets me more than anything else. If you can't help kids, and you can't help our seniors, who the hell can you help? I mean.
and like a lot of these, as you know, I worked for a while with UCP of Western Mass, and I worry about their funding. I mean, I'm no longer involved in it, but I'm worried about all their funding, not just UCP, all these BARC and all of them. Who really are trying to take care of the most neediest people, that we have, and I don't know if, I mean, I don't know if that funding's safe or not anymore. I don't know anything.
Well, you know, it's just like they some of the cuts they're making to Medicaid. We're not going to give it to somebody who's not working and can work. You know, we didn't make cuts. We're just cutting those people off it. Well, some of those people, you know, they don't understand, have disabilities, and they can't work. There's nothing you can do. You know, whether it's that the poor kid that's in a wheelchair and born with deformities and has to get through life. And I mean, we took care of them. That's our responsibility.
And the
They didn't.
cognitively challenged kids that the parents are trying to keep home. I mean, you've seen them, I've seen them. And I talked to some of their, and they're nervous, John.
Yeah,
They're
they
nervous.
sure are. And they're scared like so many others. So, you know, I know as someone's been in politics a long time, and I've made more mistakes than Carter's got liver pills, let me tell you. And things I wish that I could pull back, and things that I've said. But I always say I did it from the heart, and I did it for the right reason. But that doesn't wash to somebody, you know, that may be impacted the wrong way. Because that's what bothered me more than anything else. While your intentions are always good, sometimes it doesn't work out that way, and you try to correct it later on. But you know, you don't learn in this life of ours without making a lot of mistakes. And I've seen a lot of mistakes, and I've made a lot of them, and we all have. But hopefully, we learn from them. And
I'm gonna throw an old Irish saying at you. Me saying me mother. Billy boy, the road to hell is paved with good intentions, and right now you're the lead paver.
that's one of my favorite sayings. And
But you
but
know, and I've known you a long time. I believe what you said. You never did anything for an underhand reason. You did it because you thought it was the best thing to do. Now there'll be people. You'll get hate mail. I'll get hate mail, but I'm used to it. Today, I'm not convinced that's always the case. And the other piece is, and we'll go to break here in a minute, but the socialism, this guy in New York, I mean, you know, you can't give everything for free. Somebody's paying. And
but what he has done, not necessarily that I agree with him or others
right.
all agree with, but he's touched a chord with people,
Yes, he has.
and he is talking what they're concerned about. Now, his solution may not be the one that's going to work,
Right.
but it will get people thinking and politicians thinking
Right.
that this is what's on people's minds. And you know, they were promised in the last election, it's your grocery bills are going to go down, your
Yeah.
electric bills are going to go down, inflation's going to go down. More disappointment. More disappointment. Is there any reason why we should question why people are angry? They have every right to be angry. The promises and stuff that have come forth and never delivered on.
And still, there are those people who put their boots on every day and they go and they work a minimum wage job, maybe two. You know, I was really sensitized during when I was with the Violent Youthful Offender Program because I interviewed them. And when you listen, I'm not making excuses for their crimes. Their crimes were horrendous. But when you listen to how they were brought up, you can understand it. You don't agree with it or condone it. But when you know that you go to bed at night with water on your cornflakes, you know, that kind of stuff. And we don't, people say, oh, that's an exaggeration. No, believe it, it is not an exaggeration.
Nope,
And
that isn't.
we need to be the country, like you said, that we always have been. We can get back there. We're going to take a break. I'm here with John, Representative John Barrett. a person I have the utmost respect for, have for years. The one thing I like about Representative Barrett, you never have to guess where he is. And you know what? That's refreshing today, because there's some people that will tell you that the moon is black, and they believe it, and they want you to. But we'll be right back. WTBR 89.7 FM on your radio dial, simulcasting on PCTV channel 1301. We'll be right back.
Stay tuned for more Morning Drive here on WTBR FM. You're tuned to Pittsfield Community Radio, 89.7 WTBR FM Pittsfield and 88.1 WSBR Lee.
Support for WTBR comes from Greylock Federal Credit Union, proud to support high school arts and sports programs to help our community thrive. Greylock Federal, with locations throughout the Berkshires and online at greylock.org.
And from UCP of Western Massachusetts. UCP of Western Mass is hiring full and part-time opportunities to provide a life without limits for people with disabilities. For more information, ucpwma.org/jobs.
Hi, my name is Al Perlman, and I love jazz. Mostly jazz from the bebop and beyond period of the 40s, 50s, and 60s. I also love sharing my passion for jazz from my extensive jazz vinyl collection with listeners here in Berkshire County. So please join me on Sundays at 8 p.m. for my show Jazz Collector Live on WTBR FM Pittsfield Community Radio.
Support for WTBR comes from Berkshire Community College. Free community college for any Massachusetts resident without a bachelor's degree at BCC. Find out more at berkshirecc.edu. And from Sundrini Awnings and Home Improvement, providing awnings and canopies in Western Mass. Retractable awnings, retractable screens, gutter and gutter protection systems, commercial awnings and screen rooms. Customized solutions available. Online at sundrini.com.
Radio for people who used to love radio. Welcome back. WTBR.
And now back to the Morning Drive on WTBR-FM, Pittsfield Community Radio.
Hey, we're back. The good-looking guy you see there, his name is Representative John Barrett. He's been in all fair, honest disclosure, whatever you call it. I have the utmost respect for him. I consider him a friend. I said before the break, and I mean it in the very kind and generous way, John Barrett, you know where he stands. I mean, I can remember when he went after Spectrum Cable. His biggest fan that day was the Polish Princess, because every time the bill comes in, I got to hear, we got to do something with this Spectrum.
Yeah, well, you know what? And she's absolutely correct in the state, as far as I'm concerned. And we've dug in, my aide and I, in Boston. We've looked at, you know, there's over 200 contracts between Spectrum and local communities that have not been settled. Some go back 4 and 5 years, and they're putting in new things all the time. And I'm saying to the Department of Telecommunications, hey, where the hell? Oh, we're not supposed to be doing that. Oh, yes, you are. You are supposed to be looking at every contract that's been approved at the local level. You know, in many, many cases, these communities don't have lawyers negotiating for them.
Right.
And Spectrum is getting away with murder, as are other, as our other cable companies throughout the state. And it's just an absolute disgrace that no one wants to do anything. Well, we're having some fun with them, and we're going to try to go after them and as much as we can. But see, it falls upon local government. I'm not a local government official anymore. It goes on the mayors. It goes on to this board of selectmen. They sign that contract. You know, 3 years ago, North Adams found, you know, we found and we turned it over. North Adams said, you breached the contract, Spectrum. They ended up fining them $20,000, of which when they should have breached the contract and got them the hell out of there.
Yeah,
brought in another company of some type, and it didn't happen. And but they could have gone after him. But nobody wants to go after him anymore. You know, they always used to criticize our two senators a lot, John Kerry and Ted Kennedy. But let me tell you something.
Yeah.
I picked up the phone and called them, and I said, we got a problem with Warner at that time. And I says, they want to cut out BZ,
yeah.
Channel 4 in Boston, and WCVB in Boston. They put a halt to that rather quickly. And the other part of the county, Pittsfield, I guess, didn't have that advantage. And but we still have BZ to this day and WCVB, which is no longer there. But it was another station. Two stations were coming out of Boston, and we had one coming out of Springfield. So you have to be willing to fight them. And let them insult you, and then you insult them, and then, you know, it's not whether you win the battle, it's whether you win the war. And many times we won the war on that stuff, but we still have problems at the state level now. They're not doing their job, and I've made it very clear to them. But, you know, I guess sometimes issues like this aren't sexy enough for some people to want to go after and deal with, you know. It's just like the rep that goes down there and thinks that they're going to have their name on this big omnibus bill and everything else, and they'll save the world and everything. That's not what it's all about. You see, there's no votes in Boston for me. There's votes in my district, and I'm there to carry that message about what's going on in my district, and we want to see how. I'm going to tell you, the biggest crisis coming up now is the Mass Save program. I think it's awful. The fees that people are seeing on their electric bills in the last 5 years, it might even be 3 years, they spent $3 billion in the Mass Save program, and they got it all from the consumer.
Wow.
The consumer is paying for it, not the utility companies, the consumers.
That's good to
know.
And
now they've re-upped it again for another 3 years. An estimated cost there is going to be $5 billion. Well, the governor finally acted on this and said, that's too much, and cut a half a million dollars, or half a billion dollars, I think, off of it. And it's just not working, and it's got to stop. They have these heat units now and splitters and everything else that they're putting in. Gee, that's great. That's great. But you know how much it's costing people?
Yeah.
$15,000, $20,000. And you know how much they're getting rebated on them? About half of that, if they're lucky. And guess what the real kicker out of it is? It's not saving anything on their electric bill. So that's the biggest challenge this state, and probably this country in the Northeast anyways, facing. How are they going to deal and keep electric costs under control?
The past,
some people's bills, I couldn't believe their bills.
The past 10 days, I've had three people come, and because of all this stuff going on with the state, they wanted to talk to me about solar. And right now, I'm just not convinced, but I might be, but they're even saying the electric bills are going to go through the ceiling.
Yeah, but you see, they only allow so many in the state in the state to go onto the grid, as they call it.
Right.
And then they pay back. A lot of the companies were good. A lot of them are a little shaky.
Yeah.
You know, we try to guide people in the right direction on this, and even anybody that's listening out there, every community just about has an alternative energy source. Energy up in North County, I think, and other parts of the county, rather than buying your electricity through National Grid. It's about 3 cents. But you know what it was 3 years ago? It was a difference of 18 cents.
Yeah.
18 cents difference. And those people that joined the I can't think of the name for it, aggregation program, they did all right. But guess what? We now are so intent, you know, on getting to the clean energy, which we should, but we can't forget the costs of it. And right. and the reason why I believe the costs are so high is I believe that a lot of the consumers are getting ripped off. I really do.
Well, when you look at the bill, there's the actual bill, then there's the carrying charge or the you're right. And unfortunately, there's not a lot of your colleagues that want to take that bear on.
I'm giving the governor credit. I got to give the governor credit. She's starting to look at other ways to do it.
Yeah.
I just hope it's not too late, because right now in the state of Massachusetts, you cannot, if you don't have gas on your street, you can't extend the line on it anymore. You just can't.
Now, what's that about? That's stupid.
They follow these rules, and I probably voted on it myself 3, 4, 5 years ago, not paying attention to what's going on, because when they went and they put the freeze on it, I said, oh my God, you know what? I'm the problem. I didn't pay attention to it, because I would have never have allowed it to go through. I couldn't have stopped it probably, but I wouldn't have voted for it. And that end of it, because we're going to have to get there at some point in time, but you got to, you know, let's do it right, and let's do it. And so it's focused. But a rep who sits next to me in the house, he says, my God, he says, I put in 2 units. It cost me, I don't know, $15,000 these heat pumps. And he says the next month is supposed to save me electric. And my bill came out $1,200.
Yeah.
But see, what's happened now is they found some problems. Hopefully they're going to correct some of that. But if it wasn't, you know, myself and a few others that are really harping on this, you know, everybody's in the game to make a buck.
Yeah.
That's what it's all about. The God Almighty dollar dictates everything. But some of the stuff, I mean, we put together a white paper, and we're going to give it to the governor as a suggestion as how you can deal with lower rates and how we can get them. But we get a ton of calls outside of my district. And even though they're outside the district, sometimes we do have connections with them, and we'll help them rather than send them to the rep who recommends them. But it's just a crazy situation. But the Mass Save program's got to be overhauled.
Yeah,
it's just terrible, terrible.
And same with, you know, I remember when the boxes went from $4 to $7 at Spectrum. Now I think it's $17. As I say, I get reminded of the cost of Spectrum once a month.
Wait a minute, but it even gets better. 2 months ago, and I'm going to go after them on this, the Department of Revenue started to say they're going to tax them on these boxes on top of it. And put in a sales tax on it. And they're going to charge them. Now it's 6.25%. So every month. So if you're paying $20, it's 6% of that. And, you know, I just can't believe the mentality that exists. When you have bureaucracy, you know what? It's true. There's waste. There's a lot of waste. Anytime you hear the word bureaucracy, you just don't throw everything out with it, but you fix it. And that's what
they better start looking at the cost of the businesses that are leaving for Florida and Texas, and, you know, not only the weather, but everything else. The cost to just pay the heat and the light and the other taxes. I think we got to be more careful. We got to look at things and, like you said, maybe sit down and do a, you know, I used to do a lot of policy revision in one of my old life. And when you look at the policies that were written 10 years ago or 20 years before then, and look at them now, those policies made more sense than what people are wanting today. Because I think more people were in the middle. Now we have the extremes. We have people way up. We have people way down, and there's some of us still in the middle.
Yeah, I believe that to be successful in politics, you have to be able to find the middle ground, try to work across. You know, no one was further to the left than Ted Kennedy.
No.
But you know what? He knew how to work with the Republicans on the other side. He treated them with respect. He didn't insult them. And and he was able to do a lot of things, and they brought up about bipartisan relationship. Silvio Conte was another classic example. Richard Neal's another classic example. He gets along on both sides of it. And sometimes those that, are way to the left or way to the right, they don't agree with that. But that's how you get things done and make it work to the best of everybody's, for the best of everybody. And so that's where the problem is lies today.
I think you're I will agree there some of the zealots are heading this country, in my opinion, in the wrong direction. It's okay to have a position, but if you want to, you've been in politics, you know this. If it's give and take, you don't give up your soul, but sometimes you got to give to get. And I just watch them on. I mean, it's like I got to get on the camera on CNN, or I got to get on before the camera at five. It's 4 o'clock. I got to get on the news. I don't know. I mean, I had the good fortune of spending 3 years on Capitol Hill, and I will tell you, I called it the Gilded Age. Tip was Speaker, Reagan was President. Republicans and Democrats, husbands and wives, would go out to dinner at night. You don't see that now.
No, I do know that in the world that we live in now, and it's both sides that are worried and scared. I believe
Oh,
that.
yeah.
I honestly believe in the old days of the Republican Party. You got to remember, you got to go back to Nixon in 1973, when a group of Republicans went to see him and said, "It's over.
Yeah.
It's over, Dick. You've got to go. We can't accept that in our country today. We love your policies. We care about, the Republican Party, but we're doing what's best for the country." And they went and they told him that. And he resigned from office. It
Yes.
wasn't the opposition party that got rid of him. It
Was it
was his
all people?
own party
Yeah.
that went to him and said, Barry Goldwater, who was the biggest far right person in Congress at that time, was one of those that sat with him. And you don't see that now. It's all about, oh, if I don't go with him, he'll kill me and primary me and
Yeah.
beat me in the next election. And that senator down to, and I don't care what side of the issue you're on as far as Robert Kennedy goes and is what's happening at the CDC. But when the guy sits there and says, "Hey, I've given you my vote because you told me you weren't going to do this,"
Yeah.
and then you turn around and you do it, and you don't do anything about it. It's just,
Yeah, and I just last night I happened to be speaking with a doctor about COVID. Well, I got a pretty bad lung condition, so he said it's not even a question with you, it's with me that you got to get it. What are we gonna do? I mean, look at every kid. You were a teacher. Remember when we couldn't go to, and you're my age, we couldn't go to school till we got that scar. What'd they give you that? Remember you had a rat.
yeah, the tetanus shot and all that other
No,
stuff.
the one with the you got a little scab and everything from it.
Oh yeah, I don't remember that
I don't
one.
remember what it was, but you couldn't go to school without it.
Couldn't go to school without it, and I'm fearful too, because the measles is going to be what I believe one of the biggest epidemics, or whatever you want to
Yeah.
call it, outbreaks in the country over the next several months. And it is a and it can be a deadly disease. I mean, it was wiped out at one time, and I think people that are anti-vax have to understand that, but I still respect their rights. They have a right to do it, not but those that want it shouldn't have to be
Yeah.
stopped from doing it, because the strain of COVID is out there, and this strain is as bad as any,
Yeah.
and a vaccination is not going to stop you from getting
No.
COVID. It's not going to stop you, but it's
No.
going to mitigate the situation and not make it so bad. It's just like the flu shot. It had 12%, I think, of stopping you from getting it. But the other 88% would be protected in the sense that it would, again, mitigate the symptoms and what you went through. And so I started taking some of the vaccination. I think
Yeah.
2 years ago, I started with the flu. And because what can go wrong? But that's my opinion. See, that's my personal opinion. Not everybody's required to get it. If
That's
they don't want to get
exactly
it,
right.
fine. But don't take it away, and don't stop research that's going on in our research hospitals. Everybody that's had cancer, experienced with their family type, it's amazing. I lost a wife to breast cancer.
Yeah.
What this 30 years ago, when I saw, what she went through with the treatment and everything, it wouldn't be happening today. She would have had a chance to live a much longer and productive life. And because of the research that they have done, lung cancer. Lung cancer, have you ever gotten lung cancer back then? They'd say,
That.
go get your things in order, and that would be not anymore. Not anymore. My God, they've learned to take the lining out of a lung
Yeah.
and everything those cancers. And it's just amazing, amazing what they have done through research. And listen, and look at our kids today. One of the number one killers of kids used to be leukemia. You never got it out of infancy with it.
Yeah.
And today, what they've done at St. Jude's Hospital and other places,
Amazing. Yeah.
they're living. They're living now. And I don't want to go back. I don't care.
No.
Let's keep researching.
Well, I'm old enough to have had the measles.
Me too.
Yeah.
Chickenpox too.
Chickenpox, measles, mumps.
Mumps. I didn't have mumps.
But through vaccines, we've eliminated them. And a lot of, and I don't, I agree with you 100%. I'm worried about the measles because a lot of the people that came in over the past couple of years, they never had immunization in their country, so they're very susceptible. And I just think, like you, make the right decision for yourself. If you decide you don't want it, weigh the facts, and I am really seriously, I think RFK is on the right track with this. We got to do something about childhood obesity, and it isn't needles. It isn't a drug, another, drug to make it go away. And you brought it up, and I if she was here, I'd have her come down and you could clap for her. She during the President Kennedy physical fitness, I did the push-ups and all that. She walked from Pittsfield to North Adams, a group of them, to get their, their little. I don't have a problem with that, getting that back into the schools, into the gyms, but how you do it is what concerns me.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it's well, we've solved all the problems of the earth world today,
Well.
but I think but what I think is that my message to people more than anything else, pay attention to what's going on, not to what you agree or think you don't agree to.
Right.
Just pay attention to what's you've got to. And I'm not saying watch those some of those crazy news things, but read what's going on there, and most importantly, how it's going to impact people's lives,
Yeah.
and that's very important.
And how the days of Chet Huntley and David Brinkley and Walter Cronkite, where they just read the news, they didn't give you their 2 cents. And I've even lost faith, and I was a big advocate for the BBC. I used to love, because when I was over like in Africa and stuff, you had CNN and the BBC were the English speaking. And but John, we are truly senior citizens now. And I can say this with all due respect, and I'm happy to be one. I think living through the John F. Kennedy era and the turmoil of that assassination, I can remember that. It was yesterday. Yesterday. And my father and mother, how nervous they were about what was going to happen to the country. And, you know, for these young people that are watching, pretty soon you're going to be in charge. With that comes a great deal of responsibility and accountability, I think.
Yeah, I'm I hope that the generations coming up will, you know, and I've been one of the longest public service probably in the Massachusetts history, of various positions, and in each generation that comes up next, and you know, should talk to the prior one. I mean, when I got elected mayor, I when I had a problem, I didn't make a decision until I talked to maybe two or three or four other mayors in the state, asking them how they would handle a certain situation. Didn't always agree with them, but you know, but just listen to them and get their perspective on it. Most of the ideas that I implemented in North Adams came from outside the area.
Sure.
I'd probably say 90% because I was always looking for ways to better the city. And saying that, why try to reinvent the wheel? Why see? Let's see if the wheel's been already reinvented in another city, and how they could do better programs. And you know, from Baltimore, Maryland, I took the Baltimore BEST program, of which Charlie Smith talked to me about when he was mayor.
Wow!
And
yeah.
In Pittsfield, and but the Baltimore BEST, and they could be the best. They could have the best neighborhoods, the best streets, the best educational system, the best senior programs. All of that. And that's what I based a lot of it on. I wish I could say that I was a creator of everything. I wasn't a creator, but I tried to create a vision of what we could see and then hire the best people I could to carry out that vision, because I wasn't capable of it. But I was through the people that I hired, and they got things done. So and I think we need more of that in our country today.
You know, you've been in politics a long time, but you're still the guy that gets up to the bat, gets up to the plate and swings the bat, and I thank you for that. Thanks for coming on this program, and I'm always here. If you ever want to get anything out, just have your aide send it to me, and I'll read it.
Sounds good.
Take care, my friend. I've
All
got
right,
an announcement I want to read. This is near and dear to my heart. It's the 12th annual ride, Saturday, September 20th, Ronnie Harley-Davidson parking lot on Wakona Street, or as we who grew up in that neighborhood refer to it as Wakona Street, at 11 a.m. and leaves at 11:20. Ride ends at the Dalton American Legion for a lunch. For more information, you can call Chris Keegan, 413-443-7220 extension 1150. This Toys for Tots is an annual collection from the Marine Corps League. They've been doing it for years, and this ride will help with that. So some sponsors: Ronnie's Harley, Ronnie Cycle Shop, Marine Corps League, Pittsfield Detachment 137, Dalton American Legion, and the Dalton Riders. So again, people helping people. God bless. John, thank you. And
thank
God
you.
Bless you and to everybody. Today, let's lift somebody's burden, not be their burden. We're all in this together. Let's start thinking about that. Kindness costs nothing. John, be well, my friend. Ha 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 ha!